Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, July 16th, 2026. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Ephesians 6:13 calls believers to take up the whole armor of God so we can stand firm during spiritual battle. Paul's words raise an important question for every Christian. How do believers actually put on the armor of God in daily life? The armor of God is not a ritual, a formula, or a mystical experience. Paul describes a life shaped by truth, obedience, faith, prayer, and dependence upon Christ. Putting on the armor of God means intentionally living each day under the authority and strength of God. The first step in putting on the armor of God is beginning each day with dependence upon the Lord. Paul's command assumes that believers recognize their need for God's strength. Christians cannot stand firm through self-confidence, personal discipline alone, or human wisdom. Spiritual readiness begins with prayerful surrender. Believers should daily ask God for wisdom, strength, discernment, and protection against temptation and deception. Paul first describes the belt of truth. Truth stabilizes the believer's life. Christians put on truth by filling their minds with God's Word and rejecting lies that contradict Scripture. Satan often attacks through deception, fear, confusion, and distorted thinking. Believers stand firm by grounding themselves in biblical truth rather than emotions, culture, or personal opinion. Next comes the breastplate of righteousness. Christians put on righteousness by pursuing obedience and holy living. This involves confessing sin quickly, rejecting compromise, and seeking to honor Christ in attitudes, speech, and behavior. Sin weakens spiritual readiness and creates vulnerability to temptation. A lifestyle of obedience strengthens the believer's spiritual stability. Paul also describes shoes for your feet fitted with the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Christians put on this armor by remembering the gospel daily and walking in confidence because of Christ's saving work. The gospel gives believers peace with God and prepares them to walk faithfully through hardship and opposition. The shield of faith reminds believers to trust God even when spiritual attacks intensify. Faith extinguishes the enemy's lies, accusations, fears, and temptations. Christians strengthen faith by remembering God's promises, praying consistently, and trusting His character during difficult seasons. The helmet of salvation guards the believer's mind and identity. Christians put on this armor by remembering they belong to Christ. Salvation provides assurance, hope, and confidence in God's grace. Satan often attacks believers through shame, doubt, and discouragement, but the gospel reminds Christians that their security rests in Christ. Finally, Paul describes the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture serves as the believer's weapon against temptation and deception. Jesus himself responded to Satan's temptations in the wilderness by quoting God's Word. Christians must know Scripture, meditate on Scripture, and apply Scripture daily. Paul concludes by emphasizing prayer. Prayer connects every part of the armor together. Through prayer, believers depend upon God's strength rather than their own. Prayer keeps Christians spiritually alert, humble, and prepared. Putting on the armor of God is not a one-time event. It is a daily pattern of trusting Christ, obeying His Word, pursuing holiness, and remaining spiritually alert. God has fully equipped His people for spiritual battle. Christians must intentionally take hold of what He has provided and stand firm in faith. Reflection questions. 1. What piece of the armor of God do you most need to strengthen in your daily life right now? 2. How can regular prayer and scripture reading help prepare you for spiritual battle each day? 3. What practical steps can help you remain spiritual alert and grounded in truth throughout the week?